Hi, I'm Hiko Suzuki, and you're listening to the J-Pop Exchange with Sean Bard.
Joining me right now is Hiko Suzuki, who was kind enough to stop by for an interview. Hi, Hiko. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us. Would you mind sharing with us what it was like growing up in Japan?
I grew up in Tokyo. About Tokyo, I think it's quite fun, I think, because we can get anything you want. Also, we can get anything you don't want, you know. And I think people have to be tough, the other hand, because we have so many choices and, you know, you have to decide what you want quick. And so many people, and so many fashion choices, and so many competition, and things are coming, going fast so quick, like crazy. Sometimes I feel why I have this stressful life, but it's hard to stop it because it's so much fun.
Interesting. I noticed on your MySpace page that you majored in English literature. What led you to choose that as your major?
Yes, I majored that because I thought that is easy to graduate it. The sounds, I'm so silly girl, but it's honest. You know, I didn't like studying all my life, and I just, you know, typical Japanese high school. Who cares? How can I make this boring school uniform looking cool? I didn't like studying. But anyway, I went there, and I quite like to study that one.
Can you share with us what some of your, just out of curiosity, what some of your favorite works of English literature are?
There's so many. If I have to pick, I think Truman Capote and Breakfast at Tiffany's. I like his short stories. I think he's very brilliant. And also I like poet. You know, John Keats, he's very romantic. I love all his works.
Interesting. Breakfast at Tiffany's was a great story, and it inspired a great movie. What led you to want to pursue a career in music?
It's very natural things. I've been modeling since I was a teenager, and I've been dancing many years, so I always surrounded by music. So I think it's very natural things. Of course, somebody asked me to sing on the stage. I say yes, and I love to continue this way. And now I'm making my own songs, and songs for other artists as well.
What instruments do you play, and what is your favorite?
That's piano, but I don't know, I love it. I just playing. When I was a kid, my mother took me to the piano lesson. I didn't like it, but I continue it. Now I'm appreciate to my mother because I can play the piano.
And how did you develop your musical and technical abilities?
That was just liking makes me like that. You know, I have so much passion to make completely song because I often got a nice melody in my head, and you know, I carry my mobile telephone, and soon I record the melody, try not to forget it. And when I came home, if I don't know about Cubase, you know, the music software, I cannot finish the music, so I learn it. But it was not so difficult because, you know, just the same as another software. I'm very lucky. I'm very good at dealing with any kind of software. I think I'm kind of geek type of girl, maybe.
Who are your musical influences?
Definitely my father, because he loved music. And our house's living room has so many music equipment. I don't know why he just keep collecting. And so many, you know, advanced musical, how do you say, technical things. And a nice speaker. And my sister play piano. My big brother play piano. And everybody can play guitar. I'm always sounded my music, and but my father is not musician. But in my head, I always think he's musician. And also, I always loved, you know, diva kind, Mariah Carey and Janet Jackson, and Beyonce. You know, the diva can sing and can perform both. That's I like.
I see. And what music do you listen to?
Oh, all kind of music. I love all kind of music. You know, when I'm driving in a car, I play the pop rock and I sing loud together. It's like a crazy inside the car. And when I do sports like jogging and dance, gym, I play techno, happy hardcore, also hip hop I like. And sometimes I listen to cinema music. You know, the Harry Potter's music composer, John Williams. He's my favorite. I think he's brilliant. I love his music.
Yes. Yes, I agree with you. John Williams is a wonderful musician. It seems that in your music, the message is the most important thing. And you are an English literature scholar. I wonder, do you write poetry? Or do you consider your music to be your poetry?
Yes, I wrote poetry. And yeah, I guess so. You know, I don't want people analyze me so much from the songs, but I guess so very much. If you are my boyfriend, you're gonna receive my poem every week. I think I'm very romantic.
That sounds very nice. You really are a romantic. Can you tell us something about your inspiration and or motivation for the songs we just listened to a moment ago? Hypernation, United Future, and Rock With You?
Hypernation, United Future. That was my, I don't know, I think most fun song. Song about the people who live in a big city. The city is a really big city. It's not the capital of the country. It's not like this. It's really city, you know. So many things happening, always, always activating. And new and old habit. And so many people passing each other every day. You know, feeling stress, but also feeling so awesome, exciting. In so many inspirations, so many distractions. I wanted wrote the kind of songs. And then I saw the happy hardcore beat is so much to this concept. And then I picked the beat and then mixed. And Rock With You, that's my ultimate love song. I won't say that. I think lyric is very simple, love song, but for me it's very deep. I really love the song. This song is so magical songs because I just set this song on MySpace. This song seems they're working itself, you know. So many countries play this song. I'm so appreciate that.
Do you have any current or upcoming projects that you'd like to talk about?
I just wrote a song to American artist. They are very sweet and lovely girls. And soon you guys gonna listen to their songs from the radio and TV. I think so. It's gonna be awesome. Besides, I'm gonna make an English version of the one of my song, which is called Forgive Me. Now you can listen to the song from my MySpace. I sang in Japanese. And many people ask me, what kind of song is the love song? So they're so curious. I think it's very sweet melody. I wanted to make the English version. Hopefully soon it will come. And some videos, hopefully Good Girl video is gonna finish soon. It's going to be a very sexy video, I think. Check it out.
Thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to speak with us.
Thank you. It was very nice to be here. You're so sweet guy. Do you have girlfriend? So you're going to show me around your town after this?
Sure, I'd be happy to, now or anytime you're in town. Before we go, how can we follow up on what you're up to and what you're working on?
Please check out my MySpace, myspace.com/hikosuzuki. You can find my songs and many my picture, you know, modeling picture, also my private picture. It's fun space.